This is Morgan Rhodes, New Soul Radio, a collaborative project between myself and Norman Mayers of Strictly Social, Progressive Soul and Electronica in Los Angeles. And glad to have in the studio with me Miss Jametta Rose. She is here to talk about her new album, The Barber's Daughter. If you haven't picked it up, pick it up. We're going to get into some music right now. One of my favorite tracks from the album, I Got God. Stay tuned.
Bright lights, fancy cars, everybody's gotta be a superstar. We all got dreams to chase, but we're working 9 to 5. When will my music make it out of the ghetto? When will I sing to the people? Tell me, tell me. Everybody's got to make that money. Can't go hungry, no, 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 no. Life ain't gonna stop for you, honey. Stay on your grind. Everybody's got to make that dollar. Can't go hungry, no, 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 no. I'm just trying to drop and make you holler. Fake hair and no clothes, 'cause I'm a singer, guess I'm supposed to forget about my art, 'cause sex sells, talent walks. I'm more than a singer, I'm also human. Can't go hungry, no, 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 no. Life ain't gonna stop for you, honey. Stay on your grind. Everybody's got to make that dollar. Can't go hungry, no, 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 no. I'm just trying to drop and make you holler. I'm trying to drop. We all on the paper chase. We got the block on fire, but it's about to cool down, 'cause my flows take you higher. The green paper with the faces, your messiah. Got your pimping women steady, sitting happy. But oh no, your mama didn't raise you like that. You need to grow. Stop chasing paper like that. Where's your soul glow? Wasting your life flow over some green shit that never really lasts long. One day you're high riding, next day you're low. You don't know what to do, so you hustle. Whether you're selling dope to kids or got they mama strung out, you still think you're doing good, 'cause your pockets got clogged. Threw you a minute, now you all offended. They threw you airtime, now you're switching up your lines, changing your lyrics, so the multitude will hear it. Yeah, think about it.
I got God.
Don't need your money.
I got God.
Well, maybe I do.
I got God.
Don't need your cash. Well, maybe I do.
I got God.
Don't need your money. Make that dollar. Can't go hungry, no, 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 no. I'm just trying to drop and make you holler.
Everybody's got to make that money. I was born with these voice. You can't take it, you, honey. You can't pay for it.
One of my favorite lines from that is, stay on your grind.
Yeah.
Echo something that I think Joy Jones was saying when she said, the hustle is real, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, tell me about your hustle.
From promoting this CD, I realized that I'm a hustler, but I was writing that song about the hustle of, you know, being in this industry and making music and sometimes losing the belief in yourself. Like, oh, maybe I got to change this, or maybe I should change this about myself. And it's like, nah. You know, everybody's got to make that money. But, you know, life ain't going to stop for you. It's no pity party for you. You know, make the music or go home and get a job. Whatever you're going to do, hustle. So.
And I think the hustle's critical for independent artists.
Oh, definitely.
Especially with the state of radio today. But what I like about this genre, there's so much love amongst the artists. How has this whole ride for you been in terms of support from other artists?
Oh, man, it's been phenomenal. phenomenal. I think that the artists that I have the pleasure of knowing and just the honor of knowing have been nothing but angels in my life. And I hope that I have been one in theirs, you know. Just sometimes having the person that says, yeah, that was tight, or not, Jametta, that's whack, that ain't even really you. And just having someone to pull your coattails and support you at your shows and you do the same for them. Like, you know, I think that it's just a shift. It's a shift happening cosmically, and it's a shift happening physically. And I think that, like, mentally, we're just going to another place. And, like, as artists, I think that we are the people that turn the page, and then the rest catch up. The progressive thinkers do it, and then everybody else catches up. And so the love energy that you speak of is what's coming. It's like, that's what's coming, because that's the only truth. The love. And so everything else is an illusion. Jealousy, envy, you know, oh, you know, catty, can't work together. That's of the past. Like, this day and age, at least as far as who I'm letting into my world and who I'm letting into my circle, it's all about love. And without that, you know, it wouldn't be anything to write about.
You mentioned cosmic stuff.
Yeah.
I want to get into constellations next.
Yes.
Speaking of stars, I'm really into astrology.
Okay.
Okay, Aquarius, Pisces. So a
little, all right,
little
all
bit
right.
of drama, but I'm here,
I'm
you know. And I read your horoscope from the LA Weekly this week. Just wanted to share it with you.
Oh, okay.
It says, this is the one time when you can be both the river and the bridge.
Wow.
Be a force of nature that flows vigorously along, even as you provide a refuge for those who want to be close to your energy but are not yet ready to be inside and flow along to it.
So wow. Wait a minute. I might need to start reading the LA Times.
LA Weekly. Sometimes
LA Weekly?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes that thing is gospel. I want to get your thoughts on constellations, stars, and being a Taurus right after we get into this gorgeous song by Jametta Rose. The album is called The Barber's Daughter. This is New Soul Radio. Check it out.
Breathing in, there's no limit.
Constellations, y'all, from the brand new project, Jametta Rose is the Barber's Daughter. You say the stars only know, but I suppose we can grow like this.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're talking about.
I'm so happy you asked me about this because I wanted the opportunity to tell people what I was talking about because they're going to think it's just a regular love song between a man and a woman, but it really is a humanity love song. So it's really for all of us. It's for everyone. It was to remind people of our place in things and to say, you know, because we can't even comprehend how magnificent we are. We're made in God's image and the stars know it, but we don't.
We're going to miss things if we don't connect cosmically.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just comes down to moments. I know you were talking with Christy about the moment that you met Georgia.
Yeah.
And just a divine sort of intersection outside of the club.
Yeah.
You freestyled.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that story.
Oh, okay. So I met Georgia at Sketchbook. It used to be a party, like a club that they had, a night that they had at Little Temple over in Silver Lake. And outside, Diabolik would always be out there with his beatbox. He got his boombox bumping his beats. And it was me and another sister in the circle. And usually it was just me. And so it was really dope that it was this other lady there. But she was just kind of rapping and, like, you know, doing the beat with them. And all of a sudden, you know, I just started singing to the track and I sang. And the rest is history. Afterwards, she came up to me like, "I'm Georgia." Like that. And I said, "Georgia." And something about just how she said Georgia, I was like, "Georgia Muldrow?" And she was like, "Yeah." She was like, "Sis, I'm feeling your energy. Let's do some work. Let's keep in touch." And I was like, "Okay." And that's what we did. And we became like bosom buddies.
That's dope. I've noticed a lot in this movement that sisters are supporting each other. We're stepping up.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get each other. And the result has been amazing. I keep hearing this theme of nurturing each other, nurturing our spirits.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to get into Divinely Free.
Okay.
So we can talk a little bit about spirits.
Yeah.
Your collaboration with Georgia and Dudley.
Yeah.
This is Divinely Free, Jametta Rose on New Soul Radio. This is Morgan Rhodes. Y'all stay tuned.
for all my breakthrough sound, breakthrough sound, sound, sound. Undo all bad that's been done. Helping hands for everyone. Shine the light right as the sun. Come fly with me.
Divinely Free, Jametta Rose. Again, I found that track on Miss One, Georgia's project. Did you write the lyrics?
I did. I write everything that I sing.
I mean, so it's a beautiful piece, and it was my introduction to you before The Barber's Daughter.
Okay.
One of the things I like the most about the internet is you can be searching for something, and they'll just bring you into a relationship with another artist. They'll be like, artists that like this also like. So it was sort of a dope cross promotion, and you've certainly in your career had the good fortune to work with some of the best and brightest, especially on the LA scene.
Yeah,
I wanted to ask you because I feel like your music has a very West Coast sound to it.
Yeah,
globally appealing, but certainly has a signature sort of West Coast. It's a head nodder.
Uh huh.
And I think West Coast music is for Sunday afternoons. You bounce and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Talk to me about this burgeoning LA soul scene and being a part of it.
Oh man, it's so humbling to be a part of it, because you know what it feels like, and I've had this conversation with a few artists in LA. It feels like the energy that must have been going around during the Harlem Renaissance. Like everybody is doing something and everybody has an opinion, and it's a time of great depression, and like our economy is depressed. They don't want to call it a depression, but it's a depression. And the people are creating. Desperation makes you like, hey, I came up with a business plan. I got this business, or I got this song, you know. And so you run into people and they're telling you what they're doing and you telling them what you're doing, and all of a sudden y'all want to do something together. And that's how LA feels right now. Everywhere you look and every which way you turn, it's somebody you know doing something. And it's not just making music for the sake of making music, which I think that the West Coast did for a while. I'm not saying it was good or bad, but I'm saying that it was just making music to make music and to express a lifestyle. The music industry has a way of controlling what is representing an area. And so gangster rap was all that this LA was known for. And nobody thinks that, you know, no singers have come from LA, you know, and the ones that did was singing with Snoop Dogg. So it's like, you was just singing because you wanted to sing with Snoop Dogg. But I'm singing because I want somebody in South Africa to sing this song and say, you know what, I am beautiful or whatever. And so I think it's more people that are thinking and being knowledgeable about the state of things, not only in the world, like politically, but spiritually. I think people are more in tune. And if they're not in tune, they're getting in tune, you know? And so it's an exciting time for artists in LA. It just feels like a buzz. You feel energy.
The fact that you were able to get together with Shafiq.
Yeah.
And the project that he put together, first of all,
which is so powerful.
So powerful.
Man.
I mean, first of all, Sara Creative Partners, just to me, is sort of a modern day Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So you have, you know, you have your George Clinton, you have your Bootsy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have your Eddie Hazel.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have you and Noni Lamar and Razi and Nia, who for me are like Malia Franklin. You got Jeanette Washington, Debbie. It's the same thing. It's just sort of a rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, One Nation Under the Groove.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into Lost and Found.
Okay.
One of my favorite tracks on that project. I want to talk about that track after we get into it. But classic line for me for the year, where's the sun when you need it.
Yeah.
Right? We'll talk about Lost and Found right after this. This is New Soul Radio with Miss Jametta Rose in studio. Stay tuned. Jametta Rose, Shafiq Hussein, Lost and Found. Beautiful project.
Thank you.
Tell me how it came to be your involvement, and what was it like working with this groove collective, as it were?
How it came to be is I sang some backgrounds on the last Sara record, and Shafiq called me and he said, you know, we're working again, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I go and I did some backgrounds for some other music that is on Shafiq and Afrika, and I did the backgrounds. Noni and I went together and we had a good time. We did it, and then he called me and he said Bilal was coming into town, and I'm like, oh shoot, we singing on a song with Bilal. I'm starstruck, you know. And we go because, you know, he's like, write a song. So I wrote this song and demoed it for Bilal. And I'm thinking Bilal is going to sing the song. So I get there and Bilal has sung the song. And he's just like, you know what? Her voice is her voice needs to be heard. He was like, her voice needs to be the one on the song. Put me in the background. Let her sing the song. And I'm like, Bilal, oh my God, whatever. And I was so nervous, but I just went in there and I was like, well, you know, you wrote it, so you better sing it. And I sang it, and the rest is history. But it's just so amazing because, like, 4 years ago, I was singing in, I had a show one time with my friend. It was a hip-hop show at a beer brewery. Okay? And so to just see, like, Jametta, just keep going. And so that's what that song means to me. That song means, Jametta, keep going. Because I could not have ever imagined, as much as I love Soul Sister, and, you know, I just love Bilal still. Like, he is one of my, like, contemporary, like, of my peers, that you would say, best vocalist. You know, I don't say that about many vocalists, because the people that I hold in high regard are Ella Fitzgerald and Phyllis Hyman, and, you know, so I'm, you know, not to say that people of this generation can't sing, but I feel like they're not going where they need to go to get the song, you know. And so Bilal does it every time. And so working with him and working with Shafiq is just so cool. He just said, write whatever you write and you're going to record it. I trust you. And I trusted him. And so it was like a mutual respect there. And I really appreciated that because he's a veteran, you know, and I'm not. I was a nobody, you know, no name. Nobody really knew me. And he's like, well, sing, girl. Sing the song and we're going to do this. And I was just like, wow. So on New Year's Eve, we opened up for Erykah Badu at the House of Blues, and it was just like, I felt like rays of sunlight were coming from the sky, and God was in the building. Like, Jametta, do you see where you are right now singing your song? And it was amazing. And after we got off stage, Shafiq said, Jametta, you a star. He was like, you a star. He was like, it's just a matter of time. He was like, you radiated up there. And I just remember thinking, he's telling me this? Like, he, you know, I'm here because of him. I'm just really humbled by it. I really am, because, you know, the minute you start thinking it has anything to do with you, you're on the wrong track. So I know that it's not me. I know that I'm not in control of this destiny. And so I think that that's kind of what Lost and Found is about. You know, lost because all of a sudden I'm not only thinking with my mind, I'm thinking with my God mind. And so I'm found. I'm not lost. And so it's really just about God. If you listen, like, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is God. And so I'm saying lost and found, step, I'm on the brighter side of life. I'm on this side of life, reaching out to you, like, step into the sunshine. Come on.
Because life unfolds.
Exactly.
And I want to play Life Unfolds.
She said, because Life Unfolds.
Because Life Unfolds. Life Unfolds, one of the tracks from Jametta Rose's project, released this year, The Barber's Daughter. This is Morgan Rhodes' New Soul Radio, a collaborative project between Norman Mayers and myself. Y'all stay tuned.
See this here, right here? We gonna do this, I can tell. We gonna do this. Boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Look at, I'm nothing to see. Glad I'm living and I'm
One of the things I like the most about your music and some of the songs that you've put out, certainly on this album and collaborative projects, is your mention of spirituality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think people are really looking for a spiritual relationship and not the kind that they grew up on, that they heard about, or that's oppressive.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you'll have to indulge me. I'm an English lit major and read a lot. So
hey.
I'm a Chaucer fan.
Okay.
Jeff Chaucer, 14th century, strings together a piece called The Canterbury Tales.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all these people, pilgrimage, going to Canterbury and back.
Mm.
And so you have all these people. You have like the nun's priest tale. You got the cook's tale, the physician's tale.
Yeah.
And so it's so interesting because they were on some sort of quest spiritually. A lot of them are spiritual figures.
Mm-hmm.
And so Chaucer is trying to say his own thing about God. So now we have The Barber's Daughter.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I guess my question is, in your own way, if you had to, you know, add to the Canterbury Tales,
mm-hmm.
and it was the Barber's Daughter's tale.
Uh-huh.
What would you tell us about your journey? What would your tale be from, what was it, the Hoodie Smith?
Yeah.
To now, what has been the journey of the Barber's Daughter?
My journey has just been really simple. Like, I think that in spiritual matters, it's really simple. The things that make you feel good in your chest, you know, you follow those. And the things that make you feel worry or doubt or fear, because all of those emotions are really just fear. And so the things that make you feel love, you do. The things that make you fearful, you conquer the fear by looking at it and saying, well, what is it really? It's funny because getting closer to God is all about getting closer to yourself and understanding yourself and really listening to yourself. And so imagine just sitting in silence and listening to yourself and not listening for words, listening for feelings, because feelings and thoughts are our guide, you know, to how to approach this living thing, because this living thing is not as easy or complex as it seems. It's just really in the middle. You just glide on through because you're here for the experience. So you choose what you experience, and that experience is still like every experience is for experience's sake. And so, like, I always say, you know, no matter what your belief is, I think that you got to see God in other people and you got to see God in yourself. And so when you think of that, you think, if we all got a little piece of God in us, then we all here to experience what the Creator created. Just don't be fearful. Don't act in fear. When you act in fear, you make so many mistakes.
You either have to pray or worry.
Yeah.
But you can't do both.
You cannot. You cannot, because with prayer comes faith, and with faith comes no worry.
And I think faith is sort of a prerequisite, I think, for not just the artist, but certainly the independent artist.
Oh.
You have to have that faith that you're going to knock down these doors, that you're going to open these doors,
mm-hmm.
and that the right people are going to be drawn to your project.
Yes.
So talking about your project, working on The Barber's Daughter, preparing for this album, was putting this album together sort of a leap of faith? Or do you think you were prepared a long time ago, or did you just say, listen, I'm doing it, the time is now, and I'm gonna do it?
It was a complete leap of faith. And I definitely just said, Jametta, you do it. Do it now, because the time is now, like you said. It really was just like that. The time is now. You do it now or you're not gonna do it. And as far as financially, as far as everything, it's like, this is the time that you're going to be able to do this yourself. And so this is, you need to make sure that you say what you need to say and try to make sure you can say some more. Thinking of just the size of the choice to just, it was so big, the choice to just, okay, I'm going to do it. And just every step of the way, just running into blocks and running into, because just from naivety, not knowing the business well and just trying to do it myself, that in itself was just scary. Many artists don't like to think about the business side. It's like, I'm just going to create this music and I'm just going to do this. But in business, you got to be business. And so it was definitely a character building time for me, because I definitely feel like I got older like mature in making the CD. At a certain point, it was like, well, Jametta, you protect yourself so that you can continue to do this. And so it was definitely a journey, to say the least. The album, I am pleased with this album, but I definitely feel like it's like the first sentence in a paragraph in a novel. As an artist, the day that you're satisfied with whatever you're doing is the day that you're finished, you know? And so I'm so excited about just making more music and spending my life hopefully inspiring somebody to follow their dream, because look what happened when I follow mine, you know?
I want to get into On My Own, the independent artist, Jametta
right.
Rose, here on New Soul Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Much more ahead with Miss Jametta.
I know how to handle you're leaving. I don't know what to do with myself. Spring never seemed to be so lonely.
I don't know what to do.
On my own, Miss Jametta Rose, and further to your point about maturity and maturing during this album, and I'm probably older than you, you know, you're OG or whatever, but I wanted to ask you, do you consider yourself an old soul, or are you ahead of your time?
My father, when he passed in 2008, was 83 years old, and he was 59. When I was conceived, you know, when I was born. And my mom now is 66, so I have old parents, and I've just always been an old person. As a child, like, I've always been very mature, and I really observed people. And I think from my dad being a barber, it allowed me to be social. The way that I communicate with people is very old, because both of my parents are old, from the South. I'm first generation LA. That also adds to the old soul thing, because I just communicate like old people. I would say that I'm an old soul rather than before my time.
Because the reason why I asked is, what you have to say about love, I think, is extremely mature compared to what we hear in commercial and popular radio.
Yeah.
And I think it takes some wisdom to, you know, understand it in a grown folks way. One of the things I like about what you have to say about love is that it's just bigger than the bells and whistles. You say there's more than revelry.
In
revolution. And speaking of revolution, and I'm going to play revolution out there. In fact, let me play that first, and then we'll talk a
Go
little
on.
Bit. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because I'm long-winded. So
this me is, too.
This is revolution out there. Jametta Rose, the barber's daughter. If you don't have it, pick it up before this interview is over. This is Morgan Rose with New Soul Radio.
Mr. Cop ain't shit you can do for me. You couldn't even keep the block at peace. In the summertime when niggas get wild in the streets, you need money to purchase drugs. How we get some? Close your eyes, let the back door open. Turned your head and the feds brought the dope in. Crack walked in, right? Made itself a home and guns were the secret. Everybody kept close in the night when the thieves might trip. And you never came. You stayed around the corner till the bullets had a name. Oh, what a shame it is. The elders can't get old no more, cause the kids can't get grown no more. This ain't living. The genocide starts before we're 25. By the time we dare to live, you take our lives.
Glad we're going to be talking about Revolution, because I've been listening to a lot of Angela Davis of late, some of her live recordings.
And, okay.
So listening to her has been really powerful. One of the things that she said about Revolution in the past is, Revolution is a serious thing, the most serious thing about a revolutionary's life. When one commits oneself to the struggle, it must be for a lifetime. You know, you ask the question in Revolution out there, you know, what about the children? What about making a difference?
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you how some of the social problems have informed what you write, about. Because obviously L.A. is not the Deep South, but we've had certainly a lion's share of racial tension and strife and politics.
I try to stay informed on the events happening around the world, and sometimes just getting a small glimpse into it just shows you that the need for change is so much bigger than your neighborhood, you know. Growing up in my neighborhood, you know, I grew up, I was the only girl on a block of four boys, and then they had four other friends. They were just little boys, so they realized that they were in this big world, and you need to be with somebody. And so they started gangbanging, and they all died, except for two. Just coming from that, socially, that affected me by just seeing boys in the hood happen, you know, in real life. And so coming from that place and then becoming aware of the world that you live in, because it's a shift that happens, especially if you read and pay attention to different sources. You just start being aware of, like, okay, yeah, it's really bad, and it's all these things that are interconnected in many ways. Like, it's all social and racial, and especially being a woman and learning about what oppression really means. I was like, you know, I have to write music for oppressed people to stand up. I think that that's how social conditions have played a part in my music, because I feel like I have to write something that can bring someone joy. Socially, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make some music like America. They used it to on a compilation CD to get feminine products and school supplies for Ghanaian schoolgirls.
Mm.
And I just remember thinking, you mean to tell me that I'm helping just by singing this song? I've helped some school-age girls in Ghana get school supplies and feminine hygiene products. I was like, oh my gosh, that meant so much to me, because I took for granted being able to get what I needed for school and what I needed for my personal care and what I needed to feel pretty and want to go to school and just to be able to go to school and not to have to work at home or work to, you know. So the fact that my music was an aid in someone's life that I'll never meet, they're in Ghana. So if I ever go to Ghana, what's the likelihood of me meeting a child that benefited from that song? But they still did. I don't want to be someone that writes about it but ain't about it. If you say you about it, be about it. And you got to stand in it firm. And like you said, it's a serious thing. I really feel like I'm here for a reason. And I feel like as long as I can say something or create something that may help someone, or that helped me to be in a space to help someone, I say be blessed. But be a blessing.
Right.
And so it's the reciprocity. It's the circle of things. And so that's how it has affected my music. I can do my part. And it's exciting to know.
And that's Revolution.
Yeah.
That's Revolution. I was reading somewhere today. Someone said Revolution is just thoughts with weapons.
Yeah.
And so I want to get into your track America right now.
Okay.
Talking about Revolution, y'all, with Jametta Rose here on New Soul Radio. Stay close.
Remember this. Let me bless you.
To love. It's an interesting spin. and sort of sexy, the notion of two revolutionaries just loving each other, the thinking man's or the thinking woman's take on love.
Mm-hmm.
I love what you say in Glorious, the one to make me come up out of these blues, mm-hmm. which is dope. You know, lift my spirit.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
Love is a verb.
Exactly.
It's supposed to do something.
Do something.
Let's talk about production a little bit of this piece. Who you worked with. I know you mentioned Jay Business, who is the business.
Yes.
Okay? I have a copy of Reason Beats and Pieces.
Uh-huh.
That thing is
and
a banger.
The most humble, sweet guy that you could ever meet.
And that was Sweet Necessity he produced for you?
That exactly. The one that makes my mom dance in the living room every time. I didn't know my mom could move like that.
He's good with the beats.
Mm-hmm, he's good with the beats.
Who else did you work with on Barbara's Daughter?
I also worked with Monchis Rios, which is my drummer, Raymond. Reggie, Trunk Rattling Reg, my keyboardist. Luke Cage is the executive producer of the whole album, and he is a very slept-on musician from L.A. You know, his props are coming, though, because he is an outstanding composer and arranger, and, you know, he really worked with me on this one because he really tried to see my vision, because I was very meticulous, because I was like, okay, this is for my dad, it's dedicated to my dad, and it's got to be right as possible. And so he worked with me, he had a lot of patience with me. Reverb is also on the CD. That's Constellations. He produced Constellations. And Campaign, who is the producer, I guess you would say, of the acapella interlude. So we got together and he was like, well, Jametta, look, just sing what you hear, what you think you hear with what you wrote already. And I'm going to just go around you and we'll just compliment each other and we'll build this background together. And it was so fun working on the outro, the intro, and the middle, because it was just like so free. Being a singer that writes, that doesn't read music, my instrument is my voice, and my musical theory is just in my head, you know? And so it's not like something I was taught. And so being able to sing what I hear in my head was so liberating. He and I are a part of a collective called Nappy Nation, just a group of individuals that want to offer an alternative, inspiring people to live in a balanced lifestyle. You know, that's what Nappy Nation is about. And Cam and I, we're working on a play and everything to promote that lifestyle. And so working with Cam on the CD was really, really fun.
You tour, you perform with a live band,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes.
And is that what we can expect at the show? I want to talk about your show coming up with Nori Mayers and Strictly Social.
Yes.
Give us the date.
April 21st, we will be having a Taurian bash. We're going to do some new songs. I got some surprises in that show because I'm just really excited about how the band is growing. And we've added background singers now. And for the 21st, I think I'm going to have a brass section maybe.
Nice.
Whatever the case may be, it's an experience. This is the Jametta Rose experience. Like, you just experienced Jametta Rose, and it's really an experience because afterwards, I don't remember. So it's definitely an offering because I don't get to see it. I just do it, you know? So just be ready to party. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so fun. And the band, we're going to have some dance steps. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
To New Soul Radio listeners, please do yourself a favor. Pick up the Barber's Daughter. Support Jametta Rose. This is an amazing project. You'll like what you hear. She's singing about deep things, love, revolution, God, and joy.
Yeah.
So do pick that up. Get out to the show. Give us the date again.
April 21st.
Come out to Little Temple.
Little Temple.
Come out to the Little Temple Bar. And just get cozy, because according to Miss Jametta Rose, she's going to be taking us on a journey. So do...
It's going down.
So do join us. It's been a pleasure to have you here. I love talking to you.
I had a great time.
I hope you'll come back and with your new stuff and give New Soul Radio another little interview.
I sure will, as long as y'all welcome me.
Y'all, my name is Morgan Rhodes, in the studio tonight with Jametta Rose. Big up to Norman Mayers. Again, New Soul Radio, a collaborative project between he and myself. Independent soul with just a shake of electronica. Jametta, parting words for you.
You guys just be blessed and be a blessing. I'll see y'all.
You heard it from her. We're going to play the outro to go out and You guys be blessed.
Sing like rhythmic trees are coming over. Surely you will be in heaven. You will know that you are loved. Dance like melody is coming over. Surely you will be in heaven. You will know that you are loved. Open your eyes to the light of the sun. Open your ears. You will surely hear this song. Live life like today begins forever.
Dedicated to the life of my father, Jimmy Smith, to the love of my mother, Betty Lou. I wouldn't be who I am without them. I thank God for giving me this music in my head and in my heart to offer to the world. I hope that you enjoy the journey. I did. Can't get out of here without saying what's up to Brother DeVue. That's my brother. Roz G, Diabolic, Reverb, J Business, Luke Cage, Akil. I should say your real name. Beat him up. LA's got a lot of love, and I guess that's it. All right, y'all. Peace. I think that might be it. I think so. Henry, you still there?